Well, the first thing was, I think the title. I liked the notion of being immersed in mystery. And when I started reading, I didn't see the articles connecting very much with it. But when I finished the book, I really was kind of awestruck at the depth and the range of issues he looked at and the way he tackled them and faced them. Mm. Very impressive, I thought. Mm.
Is it a book, do you think, that anybody could read now? Because you have a theological background.
Well, interestingly enough, he calls it En route to theology. So that's the way he'd see it. You don't need that background. I think you'd need to be a reflective person to read this book and to be interested in the big issues of our day and the dark issues which he faces, like war, famine, poverty, suicide, all prevalent in our country and obviously worldwide. Mm.
Now, it is a series of articles. So how exactly is the book structured?
It's structured, I felt it didn't need the structure that he has chosen, but he divided it into three sections. First of all, there was the one on the academy, the mystery of learning. The second in the church and world, mystery of morality. And then among friends, celebrating mystery of friendship. The first one, I suppose, the three articles that comprise it, is very much facing the question of truth. And I think it's very pertinent in Ireland today when we, certainly in the world of politics, use the word spin a lot. And he says, for instance, that in talking about universities, the university must set the national standard and inspire a truthful and truth-seeking society in every dimension of its life. Mm-hmm. And we're talking on a rather historic day when our new government has been formed and the Greens are going to be part of it. So I'm excited and I hope this truth dimension will permeate into the political world, which Enda is faces up to a lot and is very interested in politics.
Mm-hmm. Now, he also talks about the need to respect truth of those who hold different views to one's own. And does that lead into the section on the church and world?
Well, it does very much, because obviously we're living in a multicultural and multi-religious society. And obviously he sees that, of course, we must dialogue with the other, whatever the other, whether it be a religion or a different culture, because they have a truth that we can learn from and we have a truth to give to them. And that if we don't do that, we are the losers.
How do you think, does he give any examples of how we in Ireland today can actually encourage that to happen, that we will listen to the other?
Well, it applies worldwide, but I suppose it's a relatively new phenomena for us to learn from, say, our Muslim brothers and sisters, as well as some of the other denominations that are coming in from Africa and India and places like that. So it begins with respect for the otherness of the other, and in turn, wanting respect for ourselves and to hold on to our own truths, not to water it down.
One of the areas I was surprised about was that poetry is one of his own art forms.
Well, Enda is particularly interested in politics, as I've mentioned, and the second thing is all forms of art. And his book previous to this was called Vulnerable to the Holy, a wonderful book on the arts and particularly on beauty and its connection with holy and the holiness of God. So poetry is very important for him. But what I got from this particular book was the whole question of lament, the cry of lament and finding God in that. And he came close to that when he was in Africa and he lived and worked with people suffering from AIDS. And I feel an area, for instance, in Ireland where we're facing it is the whole question of suicide, where the cry of lament is heard loudly, even in the media itself, and obviously in the individual families who are suffering loss or hurt or violence of any kind. And he also, there's a lovely article towards the end on Singh and Freel, two of their plays, where he brings out this notion of lament very strongly. It's deep in the Irish psyche.
What does it tell us about the author himself?
One thing that struck me, I knew it about Enda, but it hit me very hard, was his extraordinary compassion and his ability to get in touch with suffering of people and to value that suffering. And that somehow coming to walk alongside, be with those who suffer, it is through that that the healing comes. And of course, we see that in the Jesus story itself. When he entered, became involved. The risk-taking God, he's very keen on that. Now, I know we're coming to the close of the interview, but there's one area that we haven't touched into, and it does come out in one of his qualities where he's sort of widens his horizons. And it's the whole question about the faith question here in Ireland today. And he says, because the faith question was too searching, we have stayed with the church question. The God question and what might be called the risk of God was too difficult for people who are trying to keep the show on the road. We did not notice a kind of darkness growing inside ourselves, a kind of opacity to the presence of God and the light of the gospel. So he tries to bring, even into the dark areas, light all the time. And I think he's right. The church gets in the way of the God question so often in conversations, social or more serious, in Ireland today.